At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Joe Flacco and his ability to start 17 and to lead us to a Super Bowl.
This is the message now that Nathan is authoring up, though, in his mind, in his estimation. Not only are they trying to win, which I agree with, but he believes there's no reason that he won't start 17 games. I want to hear from you guys. 216-474-92. When I heard it, I was a little gobsmacked this morning. I love the perspective. Listen, Nathan usually ends up being right in these scenarios, okay? And he's got a great track record of being right. It's just interesting to think about whether or not this is something that we wake up 17 weeks later and we're like, wait, how did we get here? He's been playing this whole entire time.
But it's not like
I really need to see Dylan Gabriel that bad. Like, we talk about these rookies, okay? I'm dying to see what Shador can do.
Yeah.
I'm frothing at the mouth to see what Shador can do. I'm not really.
Say boom!
Thank you very much. I'm not really that invested in seeing Dylan Gabriel. I understand that the message in our brains is always, you got to see these rookies, you got to see these rookies. If I think Dylan Gabriel is a career backup, what am I in a hurry for?
Well, especially when the owner came out and said it, right? Like, why did Jimmy Haslam then come out and say that Kevin Stafanski knows it's of importance
to see
the rookie QBs this year?
I think that was Shador-based. I agree with you. I
think it was Shador-based because of all of these quarterbacks. And I'll factor in Deshaun Watson and Bailey Zappi into this conversation if we want to. Shador Sanders remains the one guy in my mind that can become a franchise quarterback in the National Football
League. We got to a Shador conversation.
It's not Dylan. It's not Bailey Zappi. Joe Flacco was a franchise quarterback, but he pops off and wins the Super Bowl this year. You're still not signing him to a four or five year deal.
But I'm the same person that'll tell you that seeing Joe Flacco does nothing for this team and it gives you nothing, but it does give you wins. And if Kevin Stefanski wants wins, which I would imagine he does, he's veering towards that, but also there won't be that clamoring for Dylan Gabriel. Like, I thought at one point the amount of people that would be pushing for Shador Sanders was going to be too large for them to ignore, but Dylan is so clearly the second quarterback, there's not going to be a major push to see Dylan Gabriel.
Correct. But there will
interesting way that they've
but, done there, but there will be though come week seven. Come week seven,
Joe's we'll got to be throwing interceptions as if they're hotcakes.
And
like, he's got to be turning them over.
Remember what happened in Houston. Like, if they start off
the Houston game, two pick sixes.
If they start off 0-6 or 0-7, we will be romanticizing those couple of Dylan Gabriel drives against.
I don't think I will be. By the way,
preseason game.
You can keep me to this, okay? And you'll be doing the pregame show with Jake and yourself, and I'll be on after with Coach Riz and myself, and we'll be getting after it every single week. We'll be seeing each other every single week, and so you need to hold me to this. I might say I want to see Dylan Gabriel because I can't stand my eyes bleeding with Joe Flacco, but I will never call to see Dylan Gabriel play a game because I'm that interested and that curious to see what Dylan Gabriel's got.
Well, that tells me that you'd be interested and curious to see what he's got.
No. That is a career backup, in my opinion. I'm not going to clamor for it. I'll clamor for Shador to skip the line, hop right over him, and then get to play. I'll clamor for that. But Joe's got to absolutely vomit all over his shoes week after week after week before I'll turn around and be like, oh, yeah, Dylan Gabriel, I have to see what happens here.
Dude, I
get the logic. I know what everyone's going to say. Nick, you know it, I know it. We got to see the rookies. We got to see the rookies. I get it. That's a great thought. It really is the thought that everyone should have in theory. But when your rookie is Dylan Gabriel, You can maybe pump the brakes on that a little bit.
I hate to open up this can of worms, but I'm about to open it at 216-474-0092.
Here's another phone number now, too. Look at this. You've been working with Daryl too often.
Can we ask the question, why is Shador not the next man up? I would
why is Shador not the next man up?
Behind Joe Flacco. Because we know
it's going to turn into me and you just being like, oh, we just love Shador so much and that's all we want to do. It's me and you. We can't do this the same way that other people get to.
That's true.
That's right. We don't get to because we walk in and see each other and go wrist up, okay? So we can't do that.
True. That
the
is
same
true.
Way that other people can. We are going to clamor for Shador. It'll be a time and place for us to clamor for Shador.
I just look at
this
the
is
long,
not the time and place.
I'm looking towards the long-term view of it, right? And I see that Dylan Gabriel is a guy that they like. I get that. They view him as a piece of this organization for not only this year but for years to come. I get that.
Well, how does Shador jump the line? That's what I want to know. Because if you can carve out a roadmap where while playing no actual games, because the games are going to be able to play doesn't right. happen anymore. We're in the real time now. While Shador is running scout team and is the third quarterback, how is he going to jump the line?
Well, I don't think that he's going to be able to, but I'm saying I don't necessarily agree that this is the right way to go about it. I think it should be Flacco to Sanders.
I agree with that, too.
And Gabriel's a guy that you like and you want to keep around. That's awesome. And that even furthers the point that you shouldn't see him this year. You should let him back up whatever quarterback that you draft in 2026. I'm operating under the belief
that
Browns are going to draft a QB in 2026. Shador Sanders, the one guy that could prevent that. Because if Flacco goes down or he stinks up the joint the first 5 weeks, then you turn the keys over to Shador and he pops for 12 or 13 games.
It's music
and then
to
it's
my
like,
ears.
We found something. Then you've got a backup quarterback in Dylan Gabriel to go to next draft with, all right, we're going to get a left tackle. We're going to get a wide receiver for Jerry Judy.
You're
maybe
speaking my
Downs.
Language, okay? So, I'm not disagreeing with you. You're speaking my language. It's just the Browns have told us they don't believe in the same language that me and you are speaking right now. If we're speaking English, they're speaking Portuguese.
Like, so what we're going to do and what the vision that I see getting ready to unfold.
Because that scenario still plays out where they have Dylan Gabriel for the backup for the 2026 quarterback, and that actually plays out in the same envisionment that Nathan had where Joe Flacco plays all 17.
Yep, and where's that? That puts Shador right back into the fourth, if not fifth quarterback, because if they draft one if they draft one in the first round in 2026, we all know what that is. They'll say maybe that there's a quarterback competition to try to, you know, have some sort of competition go on in camp, but we know that when you draft a QB in the first round, you tailor your entire organization to that guy. So how can you do that if you're not seriously getting a look at Shador Sanders or Dylan Gabriel? If they really like him that much, they know football. They sit in these meetings all day. We do radio all day and podcasts all day. And by saying, like, they do.
My radio turns into a podcast. I don't do podcasts.
they do football all day. So maybe Dylan Gabriel is Drew Brees. Maybe he is a franchise quarterback. You're never going to know unless you see.
And I'm telling you, I don't have an appetite to even try to get there, for being honest. I need your theory of Sanders just like it's hopscotch, just hopping right over him. That's what I need to have happen.
And I don't see it happening.
There's no way it can. But I do think Nathan makes a good point. If the idea is Joe Flacco plays all 17, and then into your point, where then Dylan would be the backup next year, if you never see Dylan, you can't then call Dylan damaged goods.
Right.
It's something to remember in this. 216-474-0092. A couple of you guys hanging. Hang tight. Is it that far-fetched that Flacco gets all 17 games? We continue on. We are at the Barley House. It is Afternoon Drive. Jonathan Peetle and Nick Padone with you guys right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.